This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, you know, like, do you talk to people on, like, calls and stuff?
I'm talking to you on a call right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, like Zoom calls and things like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, like whenever
the
I'm...
The new fad?
Yeah, like whenever I'm on like a...
sweeping the world.
A business call.
Okay.
You can't just be like, hey, how are you? Because you have to be
all,
like...
I do all my business in person now.
Tom,
I insist. There's nothing like a handshake deal.
We'll talk after the recording.
You spit in your hands and you shake
Tom,
on.
I don't think this is the time to become spit brothers with people.
If it's a very big deal, then you both prick your fingers and become blood brothers.
I mean, that's probably safer.
It is safer. That's actually, I've switched. I do that for smaller deals. For the big deals, I spit in my hand.
Just normal hellos. It's
blood. It's blood, yeah.
No, but I just feel like you can't be like, hey, how's it going? And you have to be like, how are you?
Yeah. My big one lately nowadays is how you holding up?
Yeah. I've been using that, but it's kind of getting old at this point because that's like, look, I know we're both uncles, but that's like an uncle thing to say. How you holding up?
Yeah. Well, we're both uncles, like you
said.
Yeah,
but I'm never asking my nieces or nephews.
Oh, I'm asking them constantly.
I'm
asking my niece who can only say a few words, but I'm constantly asking her how she's holding up.
Yeah.
And she, you know, doesn't,
just like
doesn't
eats
respond.
A cracker or something.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, you can't say how you doing because then it's going to open up a whole can of worms.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not even that. It just seems to ask a question flippantly right now to just be like, hey, we got to talk about something else. But first, let me just get these pleasantries
niceties
out of the way. Yeah.
How you doing? How do you think I'm doing? I'm doing bad like everybody else in the whole freaking world right now. Oh, why? What's going on?
Just play dumb. Just like some real jerk.
What? He's in a silent retreat with Jared Leto this whole time. I didn't hear any of this. But what was your point about these calls? Oh, was that the point? Just the how you doing?
Yeah, it's just difficult to navigate, Tom.
Do you want to try, workshopping some new things to say in the beginning when you see people?
Yeah. Like, okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, how about this? How's it hanging, brother?
See, how's it hanging, brother, is like a little too flippant. Actually, I don't know. How's it hanging is flippant, but then when you add brother, it's like we're brothers in this.
Exactly.
Or we're brother and sister in this. We're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes the flippancy out of the first part.
Yeah, I think we nailed it. We nailed it second try. How's it hanging, brother? I think it's what everybody should be.
How's it hanging, brother? Yeah, if you're asking it over a voice, then give a real brother.
Yeah, a real rasp to it.
A real brother. Make it as long as you can. Hey, what was the first part?
How's it hanging? Tom, you...
how's it hanging? Brother. That might be too long.
Yeah, I think that might alienate people at a work call, Tom.
Did you see this? The New York Times at it again. They had some article about like how to like hide any semblance of a personal life during a Zoom call.
Oh no! I mean,
That wasn't how they phrased it, but they said, you know, how to like keep your children and your pets out of your Zoom call. And they were getting dragged on Twitter because people were like, oh, fuck that. Like, what we need right now is humanity. Everybody's at home. It's fine. We don't have to pretend like we're not at home and we only work for a company and that's it.
Yeah. You, oh, my God. You have a dog. Get out of here, you creep.
Yeah. Your dog's so unprofessional getting in the Zoom call.
Yeah.
That's well, it is unprofessional if they come into your. That's why my dog on all Zoom calls is on her own Zoom window. Because if she's coming into mine, yes, it is unprofessional.
Yeah.
If she's on her own.
Do you put the fake background of Snoopy's doghouse with Woodstock perched up there?
I put a fake background of a bunch of cats just as a joke. She can't tell.
Mm.
And it's like, look at this dog hanging out with all these cats. Have you ever seen such a thing? What a mismatch.
It's pretty good. That's a pretty good Zoom bit. Tom, we've had a bunch of friend Zoom occasions, right?
Yeah.
With our group of our various groups of friends. Tom, I think you and I, we travel in a lot of different groups.
We're some of the most popular boys in Brooklyn.
Yeah. But I feel like we might have peaked too early with all these Zoom, because like nobody has anything new to talk about. So like it's like, hey, everybody's here. All right. Yeah. So what you been doing? Mindlessly watching old episodes of Boy Meets World. Cool. Yeah, me too. Oh, because it's the only thing that can calm you down.
Well, and like another problem right now is Tim, now I'm being a hypocrite because my dog is crying at me right now for some reason. Stop crying. Stop.
That was harsh, Tom.
I'll give you something to cry about.
Oh, jeepers.
What? Come here. Come here. All right. Come here. All right. Jesus. Hold on. I apologize for that intrusion of my personal life.
Is she upset that I'm not there?
I think so. I think she's like, he's talking into the mic. Is Tim invisible? What's going on?
She does have a weird sense because we usually record at your apartment.
Right, nowadays.
And Ginger is usually watching us record.
Mm-hmm.
And like she has a sense of like when we're wrapping up, like when we're doing the plugs at the end, she like gets up and starts stretching her legs like, oh, yep, I'm about to go for a walk.
Yeah, he just said, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. all right. Tim's going to be getting out of here soon. What were we talking about before I was so rudely interrupted?
Who knows? We're talking about Zoom.
Oh, Zoom calls. Yeah. I was going to say, like, I'm getting to I agree with you that people got to pace it out a little bit better. Because maybe Tim, it's just because we're so popular. We're such popular boys. I'm getting like double booked sometimes on these Zoom calls.
Yeah, me too.
Where it's like, and then it's hard to turn it down because people will say, well, you don't have anything going on. Nobody does. Why would you? I was thinking about that today because they slid the rent check that I'm going to throw out, under my door today. And, I was thinking like, man, it must be weird because they usually do it like during the day, you know, about a week before rent's due.
Yeah.
And not rent check.
The
like
rent bill.
Bill
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I wasn't going to be pedantic. And, everybody knew what you were talking about.
Well, some people might think I'm a landlord.
Right.
When the guy was like sliding him under the doors today, I was thinking like, oh, this guy be weird for this guy. Usually he does this, I don't know, early afternoon when everybody's at work on a weekday. Like he's doing it right now, knowing everybody's in their apartment watching this thing come under the door.
This is the door up. It's like, hey, what are you doing?
Hey, what's a big idea? I don't know, a lot of weird stuff going on right now.
Yeah, it's
everybody being home when their rent bills being slid under the door is just the beginning of it, if you can believe it. but I'm missing a family Zoom right now, Tim.
Oh, really?
To record with you.
Well, that's
you know
not
they
necessary.
They were like playing a game.
Okay.
Nah, they were playing a game, and knowing my family, it's like this is not going to go well. Like nobody's going to be able to understand all the rules here. Everybody's going to be getting everybody on video chat together alone is going to be a Herculean feat. But
yeah.
Getting everybody to then understand like the rules of a new game. No, I'd rather be here with you, Tim.
Hey, thanks, Tom. That makes me feel great. I just back in, I think, August,
USSR?
September, October, maybe I donated mm-hmm. to, or I gave money to Ken Jennings' Kickstarter for a board game that he was developing. And it was supposed to deliver in December.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole conceit of it is like it's a party game,
right?
So it's great. Like it's designed for game nights, and it's like a mm-hmm. trivia game where everybody plays every round, and it's great. And it sounded like such a cool concept. It got delayed. I was like, when this thing comes, I'm gonna have the best game night. It came
it's finally gonna fix my life.
It came friggin' like 3 days ago. Just like, hey, here's this fun party game that you've been looking forward to for like over 6 months, and now you have it. It's a real gift of the Magi situation. It's like, we'll give you the game, but we're gonna take away your friends.
Well, to be clear, Ken Jennings didn't take away your friends. Jeopardy champion. Ken Jennings.
I would say he's a celebrity.
Now a celebrity in his own right.
Yeah.
You know what my problem is that I'm dealing with right now? Like I did, a big panic shop when everybody was panic shopping.
Yeah. Did you like an absurd panic shop?
No, actually, I think I did an appropriate amount because I don't have to go to the grocery store for a while. And I could, like, there are a few things where it's like, it would be nice to, a few things meaning seltzer and ice cream. I really did not buy enough seltzer and ice cream.
Seltzer? Oh, yeah, because you're detoxing from
soda.
Soda, yeah.
I'm not detoxing. I've not had soda in a while. I'm detoxed.
Oh, man. Yeah, because your rule was you
only
wouldn't have
I'm
soda
out.
In the house only when you're out.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, Tom.
I had a
My
little bit of
thoughts are with you during this terrible time.
I had a little bit of soda last night and I was like, you know what? I can't have any more. I'll relapse. I kept realizing that I was running out of mayo, and then I bought mayo, and then I forgot I had bought that mayo during the first panic shop. So I bought more mayo during the second panic shop. Tim, I got two big things of mayonnaise. Now, what am I going to do with these?
Grilled cheese.
Yeah, I do. I cook my grilled cheese with the mayo instead of butter.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. For anybody out there that doesn't know, try it out. It sounds like it's gross, but it's not. It's good.
Yeah,
it doesn't taste like mayonnaise. Tim, you don't like mayonnaise, right? Like you're a mayonnaise skeptic.
I used to be. I've come around on it.
Okay.
It's good that I'm really developing a taste for the grosser foods, the less healthy foods.
Well, Tim, what would you say if I told you I have a mayonnaise opportunity that you can get involved in?
I'm not going to come to your home to get your extra jar of mayonnaise.
Well, not to get, to buy it, Tim.
Oh,
yeah,
even better.
I mean, it cost me money and it might be hard to get now.
It
was
hard to get.
The second time I bought it, it was because they were almost out of mayonnaise. So I was like, let me get some mayonnaise before they run out of mayonnaise.
Mm.
But if anybody's got some good mayonnaise-based recipes they'd like to send into the
cleagoteverything@gmail.com. You're just
gonna
get some weird like potato salads and stuff.
That's fine. Give me a nice potato salad recipe. I'd like to make it. Macaroni salad, coleslaw.
Yeah, I guess I always used to think mayo was gross, but I loved a macaroni salad. So, you know, it was like this kid I knew in fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
He hated cheese so much. He like made it part of his personality that he hated cheese so much. He'd eat pizza like there was no tomorrow.
I know somebody who an adult that has that exact. I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to out people. But
every
time this person tells me that they don't, when I offer them cheese, if like we're eating together.
Are you offering somebody cheese?
Well, look, Tim, I bought too much cheese as well.
I got so much cheese. I've been eating string cheese. I've been making grilled cheese every day. Ooh, it's great.
There's a cheese cave near me that's looking to get rid of not get rid of, but they've got too much cheese, and I think they're doing some good discounts
what
on
what the hell is a cheese cave?
It's not a cave made of cheese. I made that mistake too.
Yeah.
It's a cave where they age cheese.
Mm. And there's one near your home in Brooklyn?
Yeah, it's not a real cave. It's like a, you know, a sub basement or something.
Mm. And they're just giving the cheese away?
No. I think they're just offering like bulk discounts because they've got too much cheese.
I don't know. I say you go for it.
Cheese goes bad after a while.
Yeah, but not that quickly. That's a myth.
No. No, and this is like cheese. This is the kind of cheese that's got like a nice big rind on it. And I think that helps.
Yeah. All right, go get that cheese. You get that cheese, I'll pick up that mayo.
Deal. All right, Tim, this week we're talking about a little game that came out that everybody's very excited. Not everybody's very excited, but people are very excited about, called Animal Crossing.
Yeah, and can
for the Nintendo Switch. For the Nintendo Switch video game console.
This is definitely going to be one of those episodes where people are really mad because we just spent 15 minutes talking about absolutely nothing. And I'm sure a lot of people were
like... Somebody's like, I got to get some more fucking iron nuggets and these guys aren't telling me how to do it.
Yeah. So apologies to anybody that sat through all of that not knowing what this show is.
Apologies for everybody that downloaded a podcast called The Beginner's Guide to Animal Crossing and How to Make Infinite Money. But look, we got to do what we got to do to get the clicks in this brave new world.
Now, Tom, I got to tell you something. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking at Twitter right now. Okay. It was ruining my life. It was literally, it was ruining my
Tim,
life.
I got news for you. It was ruining your life before. Now it was like, I don't know, kicking you while you were buried or something.
Yeah, no, it was completely.
I agree.
I'm
also
it,
not looking at it.
It was like, I just couldn't get out of bed like, after scrolling through from like 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Just like, well, nope.
Yeah, a lot of it right now is like, I know things are really bad, but have you considered this? But here's something nobody realizes. Here's something nobody's thinking about.
Yeah, it's like, I'm glad somebody's thinking about these things, but like you're also just positing this to show how smart you are.
Right.
I don't know. So anyway.
Which in a lot of ways isn't that different than this show where we show how smart we are. So, you know, kettle calling the pot black, Tim.
Yeah. So when I was looking at Twitter, everybody was like, before this came out, it was like, release Animal Crossing early, release Animal Crossing early, right? Before it came out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I had never heard of Animal Crossing. And so I'm shocked to learn that the first Animal Crossing game came out in 2001?
Yeah, on the Nintendo 64, technically.
This is bonkers.
Yeah, it's a game that has a series that's been around for a while. So the first one came out on Nintendo 64 in Japan. It was the second to last Nintendo 64 game released in Japan. Which is kind of crazy. I probably like a weird like Mahjong or some like shovelware type game.
Some other tile based game.
Well, it's weird because like it's rare that, you know, the company that makes the video game system, and be it a Nintendo, Microsoft, Sony, they're usually like the first ones to move on to the next system, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, once Nintendo launched the Super Nintendo, they weren't like, well, let's keep making some really good Nintendo games. It was like, no, we're done with that. We're all hands on deck for the new system. But apparently that wasn't really the case here because it came out super late in the Nintendo 64 lifespan. So late, in fact, that it was re-released only a few months later for the Nintendo GameCube.
The GameCube? Did anybody have GameCube?
My little brother had a GameCube, and I don't understand why. I was away in college by the time GameCube came out, And I remember like coming home and my brother had a GameCube and I was like, you don't play games. Like you're never really into games, yet you have a GameCube.
You have a whole cube about it.
Yeah.
You've purchased brother, a cube though, even though you don't even like games.
It was a weird thing because, I mean, growing up, I was super into video games. I was a huge nerd about it. More
you
into
had
like
two
reading
turbo
about video games.
Yeah. Well, you had two TurboGrafx-16s.
Well, because I won them, Tim.
Yeah, from the newspaper.
Don't make me get into all that. From the newspaper.
We're all very impressed.
You should be, Tim. Do you know anybody else who's won two video game systems from the newspaper? And they say newspapers are dying.
Yeah, that's why.
Probably because they're giving out too many Nintendo TurboGrafx-16s.
To shitty kids.
I wasn't shitty back then.
I feel like you probably were shitty. I don't think you're shitty now. I think you're a reformed.
Well, the second TurboGrafx-16, things used to be so different. Even not that. I mean, I guess it was now long ago, but it doesn't feel like that long ago. We're like, I had my mom drive me to Toys R Us with the second TurboGrafx-16. I just went, hi, I bought this here and now I don't want it. And they gave me cash for it without a receipt or anything.
Hmm. Yeah, I was reading an old article about these two people. These two, they're now in their 30s, but when they were kids who won the Nickelodeon Super Toy Run.
Okay.
And it sounded like a great deal for all the kids who won the Nickelodeon mm-hmm. Super Toy Run, that they would like really just be like, all you have to do is knock the toys onto the floor. You don't have to even put it in your cart.
Oh, really?
The Nickelodeon Super Toy Run. And I read this article on the AV Club to cite okay. my sources. But the article was written 5 years ago, I think. But the Super Toy Run was you entered and you got five. If you won, you got 5 minutes mm-hmm. to run through either a Toys R Us or a KB, whoever was sponsoring the run that
right.
year.
Well, and they were bitter rivals.
Exactly. You ran through for 5 minutes and whatever you got, you took home.
You
like
took
whatever
home.
Toys. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but they would do a walkthrough beforehand, the day before, and be like, what toys do you want? And they would just place them along like two or three aisles. So it was just kind of like,
okay.
We closed down like, you know, two thirds or three quarters of the store and just put all the stuff right. you want in a very condensed area. And then you just walk.
Because they're videotaping the whole thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. So,
so they don't want to videotape you like running across an entire like Toys R Us's were huge. They were like warehouses.
Exactly. And also like these are like 10-year-old kids. You can't cover that much ground. Yeah. And you know, at the end of the day, Toys R Us, you know, like what's it going to be $15,000 or whatever worth of merchandise? It's fine.
Right.
For that kind of like the Super Toy
well,
Run.
Maybe that's why they went out of business, Tim.
No, that was freaking because of private equity firms.
Well, maybe the private equity firms, maybe they lost all the money because they were like, let's do more Super Toy Runs, but for our children.
Pretty much. And our children being me, and Super Toy Runs meaning I'm just going to raid your coffers. I don't know how anything works. I want to be a firebrand populist.
The Super Toy Run is more like the Dow Jones Industrial Average run.
Yeah, right. Hey, more like NASDAQ, huh?
More like Nikkei Index. That's the Japanese one, I believe.
Yeah, what about it should be called, instead of Toys R Us, Standard and Poor's R Us.
Yeah, because you're poor after you get out of there because you bought so many toys.
So anyway, this one kid was like, I took a whole bunch of video games and I wound up getting a bunch of the same video game. And they were like, what did you do? Did you give them to your friends? He's like, no, I just returned them and exchanged them for other video games. And they were like, did you get receipts mm-hmm. for all that stuff? And he was like, no, it's in the 90s. You didn't need receipts.
Yeah, in the 90s, you didn't need receipts. It was a crazy time.
Yeah, it sure
was. The go-go 90s. The receiptless 90s. And, like, nothing was different about it. It was like, I don't know, you could still, it's not like receipts were more easily lost back then. People should have been able to hang on to their receipts. There was less going on. Well, everybody should have been accountable for holding on to their receipts.
Also, I can look up every purchase I've made in the last 7 years on my phone right now in 5 seconds. So maybe it is.
Yeah.
Like, people, you watch old episodes of sitcoms and it's like, oh, I'm doing my taxes. I gotta get out all my receipts. No, if I had to get out receipts to do anything right now, I'd stop being an adult.
Can I, Tim, I think I've told you this story, but can I confess a crime that I did in my past on this podcast?
Please.
It's not Animal Crossing related. We have to get back on Animal Crossing.
Sure.
But
of course we do.
I thought your story was going to have to do more with cheating. I guess it did a little bit. But I was just reminded of how I cheated to get into the DARE competition. The DARE, what would DARE stand for? It was an anti-drug thing that we all had to do in high school, in like school,
drug,
grade school, high school.
Drug abuse resistance education.
Yes. And there would be a cop would come in. I don't know how often, every like couple of weeks or whatever, and like teach a class about drugs. And it was bad because it was very like, I don't know, they kind of like talked up the drugs. They were like,
I remember a lot of it was teaching us how to make different. I remember coming out with a very, very clear understanding of how to make hashish. And I was just like, if I could just get my hands on some cheesecloth and some marijuana, I could do this real easily.
Yeah. And like, well, look, you don't want to smoke cocaine. You want to smoke crack. But if you've got some nice pure cocaine, no, don't waste that. You want to snort that.
Exactly. And these are the things that we had to know. And like, the more and you like, know, here, the less you want to do
it. Here's the prices you should expect. On the street, if somebody's charging this, it's too much. If somebody's charging this, it's too little. It's probably cut with something else. One of the things that happened during that was they gave like, and I mean some of the like drug kids were like actively against it. Not even drug kids, like the kid, this was like sixth grade, the kids who pretended they were into drugs to be cool.
I don't know, some of those kids were into drugs.
Yeah, I guess some of those kids in retrospect were already into drugs. But like,
it's a real sad tale, to be honest.
I never paid attention during it because I was just always like, yeah, I get it. I'm not going to do drugs. It's fine. I don't need to learn about all of them in detail, to be honest with you. You're telling me they're bad to do? I can see the bad kids are into them. I'm fine. And then they gave us like a pop quiz kind of. And I was like, oh, shit, I haven't been paying attention to anything. And it was the only time in school that I've ever cheated on a quiz or test. And the only way I justified it was, this doesn't count for anything. This is, I'm not being graded on this. Screw it. I'm going to cheat. I'm going to look at the person next to me and cheat off of them. Well, the person next to me was very, very smart. Like one of the top people in our class. And it turned out she did very good at the test. So I did very good at the test. And it turned out the reason why the test didn't count for anything was because the test was used to figure out who should go to the all county contest, live contest, where it was like Family Feud style of kids from every school in our whole freaking county.
Answering like drugs questions?
Answering drugs questions at like a state college on like a Sunday.
Oh, that sucks for you. You had to go to the anti-drugs convention on a Sunday?
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, that I didn't really care about. It was more like, oh, no, I don't deserve, I shouldn't be going to this. I cheated. So out of guilt for cheating on that quiz, I memorized every like question on the study sheet and on the quiz sheet. And then when like I like photographic memory memorized these things because I felt so guilty about this whole charade. But then I didn't know that when we would, I mean, it makes sense in retrospect that it's like, I don't know, these were cops that were like doing cop things otherwise, that they were like, oh, I don't, all right, I got to read this thing, whatever.
Yeah, the cops were teaching the DARE programs.
Yeah. So the questions were the same questions from the study sheet. Not only that, but they were phrased exactly the same verbatim. So because I had memorized them to like a photographic degree, once the person got two or three words into the question, I knew what the question was and then also knew the answer. So everybody's looking at me like I'm Rain Man because I'm like buzzing in two words into every question and answering it correctly. And now like everybody's getting excited. All the other kids are getting excited because we keep like advancing rounds. All the other like kids' parents, my parents are getting like so excited about this. It's like a game show. They're doing this in front of like everybody else. So we get into the finals and I'm like the team captain now, the de facto team captain, because I'm getting every single question right. And I'm buzzing in like the host is like laughing at it because he's like, oh, of course, Tom. We wound up winning second place because somebody else on my team fucked up, and then I got mad at them for fucking up, even though like they weren't cheating. I mean, I was kind of cheating during the thing too.
No, here's what you need to understand: learning things and committing them to memory, and then tested on them, that's not cheating. That's the intent.
I should be coming up with these ideas on my own. With, you know, what hashish is. I still don't know what hashish is.
Yeah.
I know you need cheesecloth to make it. But
that's
about
it. That's all I remember.
Yeah, maybe that's all you need. Maybe it's just cheesecloth. Tim, we're not talking about cheating on quizzes. We're talking about Animal Crossing. This is, I mean, even for us, this is bad how little we've talked about Animal Crossing. Can you describe, as somebody, I'm new to it too, but you're newer to it. I got it a day before you, maybe.
Yeah.
Can you describe what it is to people?
So I bought this
game. It's a
game.
Nintendo Switch game.
Yeah, I bought it for the Nintendo Switch. It downloaded. It took a little bit longer than I was expecting to download.
No, it's a whole goddamn game.
I know, but you know, sometimes I'll go into a game on my web browser and it'll just start right away.
I guess you're right.
I'm not a video games person, Tom. I wasn't fortunate enough to win so many systems from the local newspaper.
Well, you can't win if you don't enter.
I wasn't faking my way through drugs competitions. you make a character for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
One of my biggest qualms is that I couldn't make the character look like myself.
You probably can later. Unlock more things.
Ah, okay.
Because I had the same problem.
All right. So it seems like the game hasn't even started at this point. But you talk to these two little raccoons, Timmy and Tommy.
Right.
Which is adorable. It's great. It rules. And they're just like, okay, pick an island. You're going to live on this island.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they give you like a choice of like five different islands.
Yeah, and I didn't
and
know
they're
what
randomly
criteria.
Generated.
I don't know what criteria I was judging these islands on.
Yeah, I don't think there really is. It's just kind of like what your preference is. None of them are better than the others. Okay. They're random.
Yeah, well, they looked all the same except for where the river was.
Yeah.
Then they're like, congratulations, you're going to go live on this island. And then you go, and then there's this guy called Tom
Nook.
Tom Nook, who
he's a raccoon.
Yeah, I can't tell if he's a villain or not.
I mean, he's the landlord, so he kind of is.
Yeah, I guess so.
He keeps giving you loans you can't afford to pay off to buy property from him.
Is this game social commentary?
I think a little bit, like a light social commentary.
Okay, so and then they just give you all the things that you need to get set up, and then there are also other animals living on the island.
Right,
that
but
you're
to
supposed
be clear,
to,
you're not an animal.
Right, you're a person, and you only get to choose from two genders, just so you know. And then you help the others set up their tents, And that's pretty much all I got to. There was a luau or something. And then Tom Nook came over. He's like, hey, you're going to owe me a lot of money. But guess what? They're not. It's not money. It's bells.
Yeah. And you got to pay me in bells. That's the currency in this island.
Yeah. And then now what happens now? Time just like progresses at the same time, at the same rate that it progresses in the real world. So it's like the same date and time in the game as it is in real life.
Season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Right. And then, and it asks you in the beginning, what hemisphere do you live in? So it can get the seasons right.
Exactly. But like, I don't know, if you're playing this in Cuba, right? Like it's going to be like, oh, it's snowing. No, it's not snowing.
Well, I think it doesn't ask where you live necessarily. It's like, where do you want your island in the northern hemisphere? Okay. So you could pick southern if you want to have opposite seasons. But I think most people pick the hemisphere they live in so they can experience it the same way.
It's not what I was really saying, Tom, but that's OK. We'll move on. and then I think there's things I saw people put up like Harry Styles posters in their tent or something. Yeah. I don't know how to do any of that stuff. But anyway, from what I understand, it's just like a game where you live your life, but it's not your life. It's some cartoon character who doesn't really look like you. It's their life on an island with anthropomorphic people.
Yes. Anthropomorphic animals.
Animals. Yes.
Anthropomorphic people are people.
Right.
yeah, it is. I mean, especially right now, like the game could not have come out at a better time. Because the game's whole thing is that it is just very chill.
Right.
There's only two things that I've encountered, bees and spiders that can like attack you. But even then, you like pass out and then just wake up at your home and there's no other consequences.
Does it lock you out of the game at all when it does that?
No. It just like your character goes like, woo, 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 woo. And then it goes, woo, 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 woo. And you wake up at your house. You don't lose your items or anything. It's like a slight pain in the ass because if you were on the other side of the island or somebody else's island, I don't know what happens if you're at somebody else's island, actually. But if you're, you know, on the other side, then it's like, ah, shit, now I gotta go walk all the way over there. But the islands are pretty small, so it's not that bad of a ride.
How do you cross
a
river?
Not that bad of a walk. You gotta get the pole vaulting pole.
Okay. I've played this game for like maybe 20 minutes.
Well, then why did you suggest this as a topic?
I didn't, Tom. I actually said maybe we could wait a couple weeks before, because I feel like I might get so sucked into this that they'll be like, hey.
And you'll be unable to talk about anything else.
That I'll be unable to talk about something else. And somebody be like, hey, everything's back to normal. You want to go to the movies and then go out to a restaurant with all your friends? And I'll just be like, what? No,
I've made a new life for myself.
Invite me to your island. Maybe I'll go. Maybe I'll take a plane.
What did you name your island? Because you're allowed to name your island.
This is the other thing that stresses me out about these games. I don't like any kind of like creativity. I don't like having to come up with my nickname, with the island name. I named my island Butland.
Butland? I would have assumed you would have stuck with Jeffrey Epstein's island.
It's not my bag, baby. I watched Austin Powers 1 the other day. I've been saying it's not my bag a lot.
Cool. Butt Island. I mean, I also went for a very original idea where my character's name is Tom and he lives on Tom's Island.
Nice.
Even though it said you can't change the name, I was like, you could probably change it later. You can't. They weren't lying.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to feel on the spot like, hey, you have to have a clever name.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, so the game is just, you're on the island. You can't die. You can't like starve. Nothing can hurt you really. And so to your point, you asked me, how do you cross the rivers? Well, you need to make a pole vault. How do you make a pole to pole vault? Well, you got to get a recipe for that. How do you get the recipe? Well, you're going to have to talk to some people, and they're going to tell you things you have to do. And then you go do those things and they'll give you a recipe. But then you got to go get the stuff to make, you know, the raw material to make that recipe. You need to go find that. And because the game passes in real time, sometimes it's very rare for a game, I think, because sometimes you're looking, it's like, all right, I got to make this pole vault. All right, I need more wood. And then you realize, oh, I already farmed all the wood on this island and sold it or whatever. There's no more wood today. I guess I'm just going to have to go to bed and play this game tomorrow. Sometimes you literally do get stuck of like, there's really nothing else I can do right now, or nothing that's going to make any kind of progress. I just have to wait until tomorrow. And yeah, that's nice. That's nice for a game, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you know me. I think I was surprised that you haven't brought up the point that I want the Harry Potter books to have no villains. Right. That I just want to see how Hogwarts, you know,
how
Hogwarts
it
is a wonderful, magical place. How come we never get to see it just like operate the way that it operated for what, hundreds of years before all the unpleasantness with Voldemort coming?
Well, now, Tim, you can see how Butt Island operates before some kind of great calamity.
And I like the game because like nothing happens. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like something should be happening, and I think I'm doing it wrong. That's my problem. I think I'm doing it wrong all the time.
Well, Tim, this game's going to help you get over that because there's no wrong way to do it.
All right.
And especially in the beginning, I will give the caveat. The game's a little slow in the beginning. I think they maybe could have balanced the game differently of like, all right, but when somebody first buys the game, they're going to be pretty excited about having it. And they're going to put it in their Nintendo Switch or download it. And then an hour later, it's going to be like, well, see you tomorrow. It's like, what? No, I took off of work to play this game all day. That goes away. Like I'm a little further in the game than you. Mm-hmm. It goes away a little bit because it does get to the point where sometimes it is like, oh, well, they're building the museum or whatever. Yeah. I can't just go scream at the workers to work faster. They're working they're working as fast as they can. I just have to come back tomorrow. But
I heard you were screaming at the grocery store employees. Is that true?
Tim, Jesus. You know, and before we started recording, you were like, I'm going to lay off, you know, the jokes about you hating women and hating service employees because like it's not funny right now because it's not really true. And especially like service employees are out of jobs. It's horrible for them. And now you're claiming that I'm yelling at grocery store employees, like the people right now that are like true heroes to be coming into work and keeping society going in this country, especially in this city.
Yeah, can I just say, anybody who's going to work right now, you guys are the freaking heroes, and we gotta remember that after all this, right?
Well, it depends on what their job is, Tim.
No, I mean, what? Like, what do you think? There's a villain out there employing people?
Yeah, what if somebody's going to work because they're a fucking henchman? And you're out there saying you're the real hero, and it's like they're in an alley, you know, beating the hell out of somebody. And they're like, Mr. Big says it doesn't matter. You still owe him his money. He doesn't care about the COVID-19.
Yeah,
and you're saying, you know what? That henchman is a hero.
Well, that henchman is in a tough spot, I'd say.
Well, yeah, because that's his livelihood.
Yeah, and like, I doubt his boss would not be so kind if he didn't show up to work and beat somebody up in an alley.
Yeah, but that does make him a hero. To me, he's not helping society by going and beating up guys in an alley.
I mean, I don't know. You got the world goes round, my friend.
No, I'm not. Look, I'm not taking anything away from the henchmen out there. You got to do what you got to do. But I don't. But I disagree with calling them heroes, Tim. That's where I stop short. I'm saying the healthcare workers, the delivery drivers, the grocery store employees, like all those people keeping everything running, like the essential shit that
warehouse
we need right
employees,
now.
People, warehouse employees, employees.
I said delivery.
All right.
You're just trying to catch me. Oh, you missed these guys. You missed henchmen. You forgot to mention henchmen. They're keeping everything running. What about goons? How about hired goons? Oh, they're not heroes? What were we talking about before?
Animal Crossing.
I know Animal Crossing, but what specifically?
That you couldn't yell at somebody to build the museum faster.
Yes,
and
yeah.
You fucking lost your mind over it.
No, but it does get to a point where it's like, yeah, you're waiting for that thing to get built or whatever. But you've unlocked enough of the game that you can be like, I don't want to leave this game right now because there's nothing else going on in the actual world. Except, you know, reading the horrible news. So I'm just going to go like farm fruit for a while, or I'm going to go like chop trees and collect wood. I'm going to get ready for the winter, even though, you know, on my island, at least it just turned spring. Pretty soon it's going to be bunny day on the island.
Bunny day is what they call it.
Yeah, it's not Easter. There's no Christ in the Animal Crossing world.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
And I don't want you to be offended, and I don't want anybody listening to this to be offended.
Well, that's a hell of a way to start it.
Is this game meant for children?
I think like most Nintendo games, it's supposed to be accessible for children, but deep enough that adults can play and get into it.
Okay, that makes sense. It's just that
I mean, so
that's many
like
of
Mario.
The most-
Mario Odyssey, you can hand to a little kid and they'll be like, this is awesome, and they can play it. But like for, you know, adults playing it, it's like, oh, there's a bunch of other shit in here. That
nudity. I know how to access the nudity.
You know how to get to the strip club in New Donk City? Yeah. No, I mean, that's the thing that makes Nintendo Nintendo, that they make things that are very accessible to the masses, but that you can also get very, very deep into. And especially this game, like it doesn't tell, and I think this might be part of your problem with the game, it doesn't tell you if you're doing well or badly.
Yeah, which is, look, all I need to know, and I went into this without, I downloaded it and bought it without knowing anything about it. So
based on you hearing people on the internet and then me telling you, you should get this game.
Yeah.
So I'm an influencer, a Nintendo influencer. Nintendo should start sending me games.
Yeah. So with no context, yeah, you made them $60.
Yeah.
With no context.
Hey, in this economy,
I didn't know, you know, what, you know, should I be doing something? Am I doing the right thing? If I had known, like, nah, man, just do whatever you want. Nothing matters in this game.
Yeah,
I think that would have made the first 20 minutes that I've played a little bit more enjoyable.
Well, I'm telling you now, Tim, but don't worry about it. Just enjoy it.
And the reason why I asked if it was for children is because a lot of the people on Twitter that I saw
are children. You follow a lot of children on Twitter. A lot of people,
like,
who are breaking the terms of service.
It's just like, oh, when I first played Animal Crossing, I was 12 years old. You know, and that's not us. We were old when the first one came out.
I mean, we were like, it's still teens, late teens.
I was 18, I guess.
I was probably like 20, maybe, depending on what month it came out. Yeah. But that makes, I mean, you don't look at somebody who's like 4 years younger than you now, like, oh, God, kid, you don't know what I went through.
Yeah, but I also feel like there's maybe a because I was
oh,
worried.
Yeah,
I was like, what am I missing?
Nostalgia.
Is there a nostalgic element to it? Like, if they came out with a new, I don't know, do people feel the same way about new Mario games that I feel?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But Mario's a little different because he's been around for so long. So people get into, you know, there are people older than us that are like, nah, the first time I played Mario Brothers in the arcade,
those people
super.
Are old and should shut up.
And then people that are younger than us, they're like, I got into it on the GameCube or the Wii. You know, Mario Galaxy was my first game. So, I mean, and Nintendo definitely leans heavily into nostalgia stuff. But I feel like they do a good job because they balance it out. They don't release stuff that's like pure nostalgia.
Right.
I don't think. Or at least the things that are in, you know, for me. So, like,
I guess they did the NES and the SNES mini
classics. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, those are pure nostalgia. But I'm saying, like, when they make a new game in a series, they usually evolve the gameplay a bit.
Right.
But to your point, you know, people were all excited about this newish Pokemon game that came out. We were a little too old for Pokemon when it was like first starting out, becoming like a big thing. So like I can't get into it. But I will say I can't get into it. Like the nostalgia is not there for me and it just doesn't hook me. But Animal Crossing, I've never played another Animal Crossing game before, but this game's hooked the hell out of me.
I gotta get into it. I'm looking to just escape into another world.
It's great. I mean, this is one of those games where, and normally this is a real bad thing, but right now it's like kind of a nice thing of like, you pick it up and you go, I'll play for like 10 minutes. Let me just check in, because the game's very heavily, I don't know what the word would be, incentivizing check in every day.
Okay.
You don't necessarily need to play for hours and hours, but like if you check in every day but it's good because it's not like you have to check. If you don't check in every day, then you're not going to be able to keep up. You're not going to be able to play the game the way we intend it to be played. But if you check in every day, there's always like new experiences, but then also like new goals, new things for you to collect, new things for you to do. And that's what makes it kind of weird as a game, because it's addictive in that way of like, we want you to play this game every day, but anti-addictive in, but sometimes there will be nothing else for you to do once you start playing it, and you're just going to have to go to bed and play it the next day. Now, people can change the clock on the Switch and time travel.
I don't
want to
do that. Yeah, I don't want to do that at all.
That defeats the entire purpose, yeah. In my opinion. Why would you do that?
Come on. Come on, everybody. If somebody is listening to this who's doing that, knock it off, all right?
Hey, come on. We're all trying to have a good time here. I screwed up because when I was playing, I didn't realize I hadn't like set the clock on my Switch. So then once I was like, why the fuck is it winter in this game? I thought it kept track of everything. So then when I went and set it after the first time I played, I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, I got to set it to, you know, March right now. And then when I went and played, everybody was like, where have you been? Been gone for months. So then I felt bad about the Renee the hippo that lives on my island.
I don't know any of my neighbors' names yet. I mean, I just don't remember them. Yeah, it's true. I'm terrible with names. And like, the last thing I should do is prioritize learning these cartoon characters' names.
Well, and you know, as the last thing you should do right now is learn your neighbor's names. You should be staying away from your neighbors.
Exactly. Hear them coughing through the walls. Tom, Is this controversial?
Tim, you're very hesitant about saying things during this episode. You're worried about getting the Animal Crossing crowd after you, huh?
No, because here's the thing. I see the...
You can go fishing in the game. That's fun. Have you gone fishing yet?
No, I really haven't done anything. I have an open mind here. This is something that's like not... It's not my bag, baby, normally. But look, I'm not here to yuck anybody's yum, and also, you know, I haven't experienced enough of it to know how I relate to it.
Well, again, I don't know why you insisted on doing this episode tonight. Then
is it possible, or is it
is this
going to
be a sex question?
No, is it controversial if my inclination is to play with the sound off and to like listen to music or something?
I don't think that's controversial. I mean, it's got very cute sounds. I will tell you that one of the frustrations in the game is that apparently you have to be playing it for like a while, potentially even weeks, before you have the option to change the one song that plays during the whole game. And that song just goes, din-it, din-it, din-it. Din, 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 din. It's just that loop over and over. I screwed up a little of it, but it's that loop over and over. And it's a very nice song. The fact that I've been playing for hours at this point and have not, you know, blown my brains out hearing this song over and over is a testament to it. However,
and whenever anybody talks, it's not like,
it's like,
exactly. And it's like, I don't need to hear
pretty
that.
Good.
Let me listen.
Tim, I would like some acknowledgement that that's, I give work for them.
I was impressed. Yeah, you could work for them. In
for
what
the
capacity?
I don't know. I'll run a shop or something.
All right. Okay. Look, it's just a matter of that song was it. And like, I want to listen to rock and roll, man. I'm cool.
Oh yeah. I mean, if you turn off the sound, you're not there's not really things that are like purely sound cues where it's not like there's going to be like a fucking monster trudging through the forest and it's like, oh, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, man,
play your music. You don't want to listen to the stylings of KK Slider, the dog that plays guitar. It's fine.
Well, I've heard about KK Slider.
Yeah, he's a big musician in Animal Crossing.
He was based on the actual composer for the game.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that. Yeah. I've bought a few of his records in the game. I don't. I have not yet unlocked the ability to play those records. I think I can buy a stereo for my house. I have the I have the plans to make a stereo for my home, but I don't know if when I play him on that stereo, if that's only going to play in my home. I think it's only going to play in my home, not everywhere. So that's why I haven't done it yet.
Right.
But that brings me to another big part of the game is just kind of like you get your own home and you can decorate it. You can decorate the inside and the outside. There's apparently over 800 items you can buy, be gifted, or create.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these things are pretty nice. I'd be happy to have them in my own home. These animals should be very happy.
Do you visit anybody else's island?
Not people that I know in real life. So that's the other thing. It's a weird. So you can buy a ticket and you just visit like a random island that, you know, the system makes up.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go there, it's like, hey, we can only go to this island once. After this, we're going to throw out the map to get here. But then when you go to that island, it's like, oh, I can just decimate this island. I cannot care about the local wildlife or anything.
What can you do? You can do bad things in the game?
You can, I mean, bad in real life, but not bad in the game world of just like, oh, I can just like chop down all the trees and catch all the fish. You know, I can just like strip mine this place and then take off. But once you leave, you can never come back.
Right.
However, you can go to friends' islands, and that's where things get tricky because, like, if I invited you to my island, I would need to open up my gates and say, okay, Tim's allowed to come to my island. But then if you came to my island, Tim, you could just be like, I'll be taking this, and I'll be taking this, and I'll be chopping down all these trees, and I'm going to go in Tom's house and take his stereo, and there's, like, nothing I can do to stop it.
Except
for
that?
Like social norms. Well, that's what I'm saying. Social norms. I could say, hey, Tim, when you come over to my house, please don't steal everything I own. Just like in real life.
I'm going to start a vigilante group. So if if somebody does that to you, you can call me and the boys will come and maybe we'll be henchmen and we'll beat up the guy stealing your record player in the alleyway. But you wouldn't call us a hero, would you?
No, you can't do it. There's no violence in the game. You can't do that.
But there's robbery. Armed robbery, Tom.
It's not armed. That's the thing. It's unarmed robbery. And it's just kind of, you know, my character, if I was even online when you were in my home, I could just like type to you, hey, please don't steal my things. And you'd be like, whatever. Wow. And then just continue stealing my things.
That sounds like a flaw in the game.
I don't think it is a flaw in the game. I think the game's relying on like, nope, this is like an alternate. This is another world, another reality. And things work the same way where it's like, Tim, you could come over my house and start taking my things.
But
and
you beat the hell out of me. I tried that once.
I could beat the hell out of you.
I touched one of your Reese's eggs and you beat the shit out of me.
But then like the cops would come and then we both have to talk to the cops and things would get messy. And probably in the end, the cops would be like, look, just don't stay away from each other, huh? Right. Like that would be less paperwork for us. There are no cops in this game as far as I know. It's just like, you know, a gentleman's truce. Everybody in this game spits in their hand and then shakes and says, hey, please don't steal my things, because if you do, I'll have no recourse. Although, I mean, I would be like, oh, that was funny. You stole all my things. Hey, invite me to your island. You forgot a few things. And then you'd be like, all right. And then I come to your island, take all your shit and start a fire.
If you like the show, you can be our friend on Facebook, I think. I don't know. But you can also get a lot of information at tcgte.com. That's our website.
Yes. You can also follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
Me at your pal, Tim.
You can follow us on Instagram at tcgte. I know it doesn't follow the standard nomenclature. But starting to post there a little bit more. You can also support the show by going to patreon.com/completeguide for our Patreon, where you get episodes of Books the Podcast every week and all the back episodes. And by going to tcgte.com/Amazon for your Amazon shopping. Yeah, those are all the plugs, right?
Yeah, this week on Books the Podcast, we started a new book, Animal Farm.
Animal Crossing.
Yeah. Synergy. It's Animal Week here.
It's Animal Week at the Complete Guide to Everything headquarters. Yeah, we'll see how these animals do creating their own society. Tim's reading Animal Farm, and I'm listening to him tell me about it.
And then at the end, you're going to watch a movie starring Kelsey Grammer.
God willing.
No, I found it. You can watch it. It's on YouTube. It'll cost you $1.99, though.
Oh, well, in this economy, Tim, I don't know if I can afford that. I'll have to watch a free Animal Farm. I'm going to keep saying Animal Crossing. I don't care about the farms. I care about the crossing right now.
Okay.
Yeah, those are all the plugs, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Reddit.com/r/TCGTE. We have a Discord room now.
Yeah, which I don't understand one bit.
The server name is Complete Guide. I don't know if that's all you need yet. I just set it up a few hours ago. I don't completely understand it yet, but Complete Guide. And maybe there will be a link somewhere else on our Reddit or website if you're interested. Tim, have I done a good job? Have I convinced you to spend more time in the Animal Crossing world?
I will say this. Were it not for our current predicament... Probably yes. Not, but seeing that I
even though you already spent $60 on it,
well, seeing that I've wasted $60 in stupider ways than buying true. A video game.
I've watched you waste a lot more money in a lot stupider ways.
Yeah, so I'm looking for something that will hopefully make some of the time pass quickly and get my mind off some things. So, like, if it is an immersive world that will be a time suck. Hey, I'm all for it.
I'm telling you, Tim, the beginning is a little slow, but once you last night, so like I'm a few days into it. And last night I was like, you know, let me pop in for 10 minutes just to get like my rewards for the day. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, it's 1:00 in the morning. I should go to bed.
Nice.
I've been playing this thing for 3 hours because it's one of those games where nothing, any individual task doesn't take you that long. So you start just like, you're like, all right, I should go to bed. Let me shake some oranges out of some trees before I go to bed. Oh, something else came out of the tree. All right, let me go sell this thing. Oh, I sold this thing and I got all this money. Oh, that was way more money than I was expecting. Oh, do I have enough money to buy a new table for my house now? Let me go to the thing. No, I don't have enough money to buy a table for my house, but there's a new recipe. Let me get that new recipe. Oh, I don't have enough material for that recipe. Well, let me farm some wood and sell it to the guy so I can get a ticket to go to a different island where maybe they'll have the ingredients for the recipe. And then you go to the different island. It's like, I didn't get all the ingredients, but they've got some fish I've never seen before. Let me catch some of these fish and let me bring it to the museum and see if he wants to put them on display. It's that kind of a game.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm looking to lose hours, days, weeks, hopefully months of my life here before I realize like, oh, hey, oh, okay. So, that seems like the chain of events that would bring us to August and I'll be okay.
You can make like a simple but effective designs, and then you can make those designs into like face masks or shirts or dresses or pants. It's pretty nice. It's pretty cool.
Nice. Well, Tom, I'm in.
I will see you in the animal world.
I'm going to steal your stereo.
Nope, and you're not invited anymore. Forget it. All right, we'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.